On the Newsmaker line is Jason Resmini from Resmini Law, a young man who has actually been in the entertainment law business and has been out there on the West Coast a little bit and thinks he knows a lot about this. And absolutely, Lexi believes. Jason, you've got all the details on this case. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks, Dan. Great to be here. Well, I'll tell you, hell hath no fury like a woman scorned, and today's probably the only bad day to be Brad Pitt. But
that's a good one.
I will tell you right now, this is just the start of it, I think. Getting blindsided, as Brad Pitt eloquently said in writing, that Angelina Jolie had filed for divorce, is just the start of this earthquake that's unfolded in front of us. So I have a feeling that this is not obviously the first inkling that there was trouble in paradise. They were together for 10 years, obviously got married 2 years, been married for just about 2 years, and you know, when there's six kids at stake here, I think that the allegations that have been alleged to Brad Pitt are pretty dire for somebody who's in the public light.
Listen, you've got some instinct and skill set in the entertainment world, so you can kind of explain to me why they operate on a different level. But it seems to me, if you've been with somebody for 10 years and you're almost common law in nature and you're bringing up kids all amidst that, why screw it up by formally marrying each other?
That's the one sign that I think is the desperation in keeping the relationship together is why I think that they got married. That's just a speculation.
Really? What do you mean?
I think that sometimes people do drastic things to keep the relationship in a cohesive manner. And as strange as that sounds, getting married, I think, gave them that bond to keep together with the six kids that they have. I'm very certain that that's the most important thing in both of their lives, is the children, and next probably their careers and other endeavors that they have. Obviously, Angelina Jolie is very passionate about the UN, where it leads, or what I've read, it looks like she's going in that direction and wants to raise the kids in the UK. Obviously, that's going to be a serious issue as far as custody with Brad Pitt, who I'm very certain is going to fight this in keeping the kids in Hollywood, because he wants to remain in Hollywood and raise the kids that they've already been there.
Yeah.
The other issue.
What a mess.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, just what a mess. I mean, by the way, I don't want anyone to get the idea that I don't endorse marriage. I'm an old-fashioned values guy, but it seems to me if you're going to go that long, you know, in that kind of non-marital status, that you're probably right. It probably is. I doubt it's a natural flow of, hey, let's just renew ourselves by marrying. It's probably, let's see if we can make this thing work at a more formal level. Who the hell knows? Why? I don't spend much time thinking about that stuff, but now you got me thinking about it.
Well, actors do things on emotion. So obviously it seemed to be methodical being together for a total of 12 years, 2 years being married. So they seem to be a little bit more practical than most. So I think what's kind of unfolded is going to have a long-standing interest in the media because of these two people are obviously very famous actors, and I think that what people have when two people of this stature and have this relationship, they're flying from France, from their chateau in France to Minnesota, and this all unfolded on the tarmac. Supposedly there's even video footage that Brad Pitt's camp may be releasing through People magazine or another online source that kind of rebuts the allegations that there was any physical altercation with his son Maddox and that he was drinking or there was marijuana involved. So there's a lot of moving parts of this thing. Obviously, Jolie got...
Yeah, so let's just highlight that. He is reportedly under some kind of legal review for that particular incident, correct?
They are under legal review, and the FBI is only involved because it happened in the airway. There's no, they don't get special treatment because they're celebrities. So that's the only reason that the FBI is involved in this. And I have a feeling that their involvement is going to be over very soon.
Hmm.
And the LA County Police Department has denied having any involvement in it. And the Child Custody Services, they're not at liberty because they never comment on any of their cases. So. They're obviously, when something like this is alleged that there's some sort of abuse, any physical altercation, they have to investigate that just like anything else. They can't take,
right.
They can't take that passively.
We're talking with Jason Resmini from Resmini Law locally here, who's, got some expertise in entertainment law, six kids, three adopted, three, naturally between the two of them, horror show, right? Just kind of a horror show. A divorce in and of itself is a horror show. You know, we all know divorced couples, and you know, I'm not suggesting that you know, I got a perfect marriage, but I got a pretty good one. I'm lucky. The shared personal stuff, that the intimacy of a good marriage, when it busts up, I always wonder, maybe I think too hard about it, but I always wonder about that which is shared in a marriage, an everyday marriage from everyday people like you and me, and then this scrutiny and the entertainment marriage, and whether or not those marriages ever get to the level of intimacy that you would hope everyday people hope to achieve. You know what I'm saying? It's
a whole other animal.
It's a whole
very
mess.
It is very difficult. Their jobs are unlike yours and mine, where we go home at night and we go back to the same office typically the same day. So they're on film sets for 3 months or so at a time. It's very demanding. It's very different, and I don't think anybody can really comment on it unless you're actually involved in it daily. So it's very difficult to make that work. And they seem to have an excellent relationship in that they both respected each other's passions and their careers, and they were doing wonderful things outside of film and making their film career bring to light a lot of social issues that were very important. So
Didn't I read that she was thinking he was messing around with somebody on the set?
I'll tell you, box office sales are going to go skyrocket, in my opinion, with this new movie coming out, because they're both the romantic interest in this new movie that they're involved in, and she adamantly denied on her Instagram or Twitter account, had a very long dissertation about her current boyfriend who has a kid, that she has a kid with, that she adamantly denied any ongoing with Brad Pitt at all. And she seemed to be very uncomfortable with even stating that, because that's very outside her scope, and she doesn't really typically do that. So, and there's another, I guess, call it a rumor that Angelina Jolie was on set of the film, and she wouldn't even talk and talk to this actress. So, there was obviously something, some sort of jealousy. There was something that was not right. Obviously, that could have been a bone of contention. It certainly was not the catalyst to bring this divorce forward. And I'm very certain that altercation, whatever happened on that airplane, was not the reason why they're getting divorced either. It may have just been the straw that broke the camel's back and pushed her over the edge.
Her health-related decisions and the operations that she has had, does that play a role in all of this?
Well, it's tough. Obviously, she did elective surgeries that she was, I believe she was 85% a candidate for breast cancer. She had a double mastectomy. So she was proactive in that approach, which is very unique, and it also got very good publicity. But I think of course that plays a role into it. I think at the end of the day, I think it's two people that are maybe just a little bit different, and their main focus, and maybe hers, is main focus is focusing on the kids and her career that she wants to have after film, which it seems like in the United Nations, and raising their kids in the UK. And that may be the most important thing, more than him at this point.
The reference to your profession and your gig aside, there is a come on, man, to the notion of celebrity interest, period. And I just haven't figured out whether the general population in America actually worries about the play-by-play of this relationship or is disgusted by having to hear about it. I don't know which.
You know, I think that people are really interested in it. It's dictated by it clicks on websites, sales of magazines. So there's obviously clearly a big interest to it. And whether that also with that video, I don't know how that video, who shot that video, but there was supposedly that random person that came forward after that flight, that if they did shoot that video, I'm sure they're going to get paid an unbelievable amount of money to sell that to a TMZ or the like. So, there's a healthy interest in it, and it's not going to go away anytime soon.
Jason, when you say a healthy interest, I'll suggest that means quantity.
Not exactly right.
Yeah, I mean, here in America, we might have the most uninformed electorate in the history of the country, not knowing what the hell is up, couldn't tell you the three branches of government, let alone what some of the principal issues are involved, and even the two major candidates. But you probably find more people who know the nuances and details of this busted relationship. And
that's 100% true.
I'm not so sure that's healthy for America.
No, that's 100% true.
Yeah,
yeah, healthy just based on the amount of people clicking and actually the quantity of people going after this type of information is why they supply it, why it's on every tabloid and download your phone, it's on every news outlet. So, that's the society we live in. People are obsessed with entertainment and they can't get enough of it. And this is going to be the hottest story until it ends. And I think for both of them, if they could have done this quietly, like the Tom Cruise, Katie divorce, it would have behooved both of them.
All right, listen, Jason Newfair, hold on for just a second. I'm going to check traffic. We may have a couple of calls who want to comment on this, and you're probably better at handling them than I am. So 550, the New England Truck Solutions Traffic Center and the Burger King Regional Traffic Update. David's in the car phone, and he's going to talk to Jason Resmini about Angelina and Brad real quick. David, go.
Hi, guys. How you doing? Appreciate you
taking the
call, and apologize to that previous caller on behalf of most of the listeners that listen to Dan here.
It's always good for a laugh on a Friday night.
Yeah.
I guess my concern here, so that this whole thing timed out with my haircut, and I get a haircut by a woman who works in a predominantly salon that's run by women and women visited by women, and I'd never heard of any of this, and I see what's going on, and my first thought is, isn't this the woman that wore a vial of blood around her neck for 3 or 4 years?
It certainly is. A strange would be was a seriously understatement, and the kissing with her brother on the red carpet, even though there's a backstory to that that's not as strange as it may be, but that's the same woman. It took a different path.
Yeah. So from a common sense standpoint, and maybe I'm in the minority here, but it's like, all right, so he's had some issues in his relationship. She's obviously had some very public issues with things that are kind of way left of reality, and why is this even in the news? How is anyone even remotely surprised by the fact that this would eventually implode? I guess that's where I'm at. Maybe I'm in the minority and other callers can weigh in, but that's my two cents, guys, and I really appreciate you taking the fast talk.
All right, Dave. Well, Jason, yes, it's in the news because of their celebrity status, duh, but he's suggesting it's so predictable that it shouldn't be shocking or newsworthy.
I think when two people are some of the two biggest stars in the universe that are somewhat untouchable because they really protect their private life as much as they can, it makes it that much more of an insatiable story. People just are drawn to this particular story versus somebody that may be as popular that's a little bit more in and out of relationships. And then again, it's derived right from magazine sales, downloads on websites, at TMZ. I mean, I can't even imagine the traffic that these websites are getting just as a result of the story. So they're going to feed this insatiable appetite for this. It's just never going to disappear.
Last thought. Marion Providence, go with Jason. Hello.
Oh, listen, I'm trying to get me off speaker. Hold on. Can you hear me?
You're fine. Yes.
Oh, good. Listen, I have a question about Angelina's relationship with her father.
Sure.
What
John
is it?
Take
right?
it off air.
All right, go ahead, Mary. Thanks. Is there a father issue?
Oh, they had some sort of non-speaking relationship for a long time. It seems to be John Boyd. People know him. He's a famous actor. He's now involved in their life. I know he's seen the children, been with the children. So I don't think it's as, lack of a better word, dysfunctional and maybe as it had been in the past. But he commented the other day that he said it was very unfortunate, obviously, what's going on. And kind of just moved on from it.
All right, let's say, Jason, it was a pleasure. You're my go-to guy now for that. Which
I'm ready,
is
Dan. Anytime.
The entertainment stuff. You're on your game, and you got some thick skin, which is good. Jason.
Oh, absolutely. Great to talk to you, Dan. Thank you.
Appreciate it. From Resmini Law, Jason Resmini, entertainment lawyer specialist.